Exit. Say there were four that had to be invited, like two came. And then one didn't RSVP until like the last second.
Oh, jeez.
You know.
I can't believe.
And the only thing I fought for was the chocolate fountain.
I remember that. I know, that's right. The only thing
I made.
You have priorities.
I got that damn thing.
You were right.
And I got the damn thing.
And you know something, Monica? Okay, well, two things. Number one, I've never seen Brett happier than the day he knew he was getting the chocolate fountain.
What was it about the chocolate fountain? Why?
Well, it was new at the time.
Yeah.
And, you know, when everybody who has weddings, you try to have something, I feel like.
Something a little different.
Something that stands out. Everybody tries to do their thing. And at the time, this was a new thing. And I said, I want that. And it cost $500 extra. Now I think it's included in everybody's wedding across the country, it feels like.
Right.
Yeah. And so I fought for it. Got it. I said, I'm not asking for anything. I asked for one thing. That chocolate damn fountain. And I got it.
Chocolate fountain. That's great.
I'm going to dip some pineapple pieces and some strawberries.
And the other thing.
And my s'mores and
that's right.
My fist.
Brett, exactly.
Right. My fist.
Exactly.
Yeah, question.
Exactly how because. You know, telling me your mother got in the mix and said, listen, we need to have these people here is one thing. But your aunt? Like, that seems like a gigantic stretch.
Yeah, and Sue, my wife now, is not too happy. Wasn't too happy about it at the time, her getting involved with it. Like, she kind of kept pushing, no, you got to invite his cousins from, you know.
Right.
That you meet three times in your lifetime.
Were you surprised that she got, like... That she got in there?
You know what? At the time, I didn't think too much about it. I'm like, oh, yeah, let's invite him. Why not?
Okay.
I don't understand. Two things. I don't understand, like I said earlier, why these people think that they get any kind of say. But more than that, I know I have a unique family situation, so maybe that's what the problem is. But I don't understand the people who feel like they can't say anything back. I don't know how to say anything back that they can't. Just say it. No. No, I'm saying no, and you're not changing your mind.
And you know what? Especially because... Brett's wife, no joke. If she's got something on her mind, she'll say it.
Say it.
So I'm surprised.
Accurate, Brett, accurate.
Would you say that?
Yeah, absolutely.
Why the need to hold back when it comes to weddings? Why do people feel the need to tiptoe around other people that don't have, that's what messes me up. They're the wrong ones for sticking their nose in, and yet the people that are right have some problem or the other with telling the people they're wrong. That doesn't compute with me. I'm not doing it.
Depends on what it is. You know, as they say, pick your battles in life. And at the time, you know, it's my aunt. She's my godmother, too. So
okay, I was wondering that.
And so you know, I probably wouldn't have said anything anyway.
And you guys aren't tight anymore?
Well, when my grandmother died, there was rumors that she...
Killed her?
Yes. No.
Stop.
There are rumors that... Now, my grandmother, as she got older, my aunt took care of her. And took her, you know, to get her hair done at the beauty parlor and took her to CVS. Anything she needed, she was kind of there for. And then when it came down to when she passed away, my grandmother, this is like 11 years ago now. And there was rumors that she had took a little more money than she should have. You know, skimming off the top for helping
with expenses and stuff.
And like nobody knew it until... They had to know about it, so they kind of cut her off. My family cut her off with the exception. I mean, I'll talk to her through text, and she'll still send, you know, holiday cards and that kind of stuff. You know, Halloween cards for Jason and birthday cards, that kind of stuff. So, I mean, outside of, like, I've seen her, like, once or twice in the past 11 years. But I'll talk, you know, through text or email.
Isn't it amazing how... quickly money can just ruin everything.
I don't have the problem. I don't have the problem. But it's the rest of the family has the problem.
Yeah.
The exception is like one of my cousins.
And if you tried to maintain the relationship, would it piss other family members off?
It's like, weird because one of my like five or six cousins keeps in contact with her as well. So I don't know. I guess it's just not spoken about.
Mm. Right.
So it's sad.
The
thing I mentioned about it, you know, we had to have my parents' friends. Okay, so we had them, but then the other thing, and this is where even the money came into it, where, I mean, we're young kids having this wedding, and we're trying to keep it, you know, 110 people or less, because this is what it fits in the place. We're like, we're not getting more than that, and the less, the better.
Right.
For us, because it's a cost, obviously, per plate. And my mom was like, we have to have this girl, Beth, who was my brother's girlfriend at the time. But they broke up.
I remember this. Yeah.
My mom was still in touch with her, and she said, "No, we have to have Beth." I'm like, "Mom,
no, you don't.
She's not even. We have to have, we'll pay for her. I was like,
No, that makes no sense.
My brother's in the wedding party. He's not going to see her. Nope. Who's she going to hang with? Where are we sitting her? Why is she there? She's a nice girl, but I haven't seen her in like 2 years. She was nice, but she's not even with him anymore. And it became a thing.
Did you win?
We won.
Good.
She did not come to the wedding.
Keep your foot down and don't let up. You know what's funny?
He thinks he won until he has it, but he goes and does the will and says, Roger is out. And if anybody wants to know why, remember that time we wanted to invite Beth to your wedding and you told me no and then I didn't get my way? Now you get nothing.
Or worse, we get a dollar amount and it's minus $40 for her plate.
No, but yeah, it's not even minus $40. It is $40. This would have covered her plate.
Right. So it was a thing where, my mom, when her son's getting married, got in a little too, she went over a line.
Okay.
So, this is not uncommon. It happens. So, I would assume at some point Susan may step over a line, but she also knows that, the girls are, Courtney's 26 and Luke is 29 and they're adults.
Right.
I'm sure they will do a great job. And having it at a distance is going to help solve a lot of those problems.
Right.
A lot of the fringe people, they're not even coming close to coming.
Right.
Just send them an invitation and get the gift. Try to work out a positive number.
Brett, what do you think is going to happen? We get invited or no?
Yep.
Oh, we got to be on the
edge.
We're
going
to get invited.
Yeah.
And they're not going to expect us to go.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
So we'll have to send a nice gift.
So do you go out of spite?
If I get invited, I'm going.
Yeah.
You should push to. I have way too many people I need to meet, interview, talk to.
You have questions.
All these people I've heard about for 22 years but haven't met a soul. Oh, I'm on a mission.
You should push to officiate the wedding now that you have your ordainship? What is it?
And if you think I'm not going to the DJ and saying, you got to play Come On, Eileen.
Oh, no.
if you think that's not happening.
And then just get super hammered and just totally sing the whole song to his mom.
That's horrible.
That's funny.
You are evil.
Right. You know what this song's about, Mrs.
Moose? No, it is not.
It's so cool. We talk about you on the show all the time.
No, you don't. No.
You know what happened. Oh, my God.
Here, let me show you this Halloween costume meme about Come On, Eileen.
Right.
Oh, my God. So great.
I mean, you did have so many kids. Maybe it didn't happen.
God. No. Stop.
That's his mom. That's
my sainted mom. Stop. She's a nice lady. She's a wonderful person.
So she is. I gotta talk to you. You know who I want to talk to? Who do you think I want to talk to the most?
I don't know.
Mark.
Oh, he's the best.
Give me the black sheep.
You'll have a great time with him.
Give me the black sheep.
Him and you will be at the same point of the bar.
Until he starts
hanging out there.
Until he starts talking politics with me.
You make your own bed.
While we're kind of...
You're in trouble. Wait till he gets to the word QAnon. In trouble.
While we're kind of on the same team, fella.
In conspiracy.
Back it off.
Yeah.
It's a wedding. Nobody's talking
Will he introduce
politics?
Me to his mail order bride?
Well, she's not a mail order bride, but of course, yeah, Alex will be there. She's great.
She's Russian. She's mail order.
She's Polish.
Polish, even better.
Yeah. She's fantastic. The best.
Polish. I'm psyched.
Love her. Yeah, no, it'll be a good time. No question. Whoever is there, it'll be a good time.
Just let her know.
If
she is going to invite us, we are married. She can't make Brett my plus one.
It's a small wedding.
Right.
It might be just you and Brett sharing a room.
Sure won't be.
You two.
Separate rooms.
Sure you two at a table with my aunt. You're from Connecticut and my cousin from Brooklyn and all that kind of stuff.
We are at table number one. We are each get a hotel suite separate.
Is that what goes on?
Right.
Wow.
You want unobstructed view for good video, Brett? Is that what you need?
Correct.
Well, he wants
our
to be,
wives and kids are coming.
He wants to be at table number one because it's closest to the door. When it's time for Irish exit, nobody in our way.
Yeah.
I'm going to be making a speech.
Oh, are you?
So,
you're gonna be long and boring.
That's right.
Speech now. I didn't know this whole dad making a speech is a thing now.
Oh yeah,
I didn't know that.
Father of the bride, not the father of the groom, as far as I've seen.
My father.
You know, it's usually the best man and the father of the bride.
You want to laugh?
Maid of honor or whatever.
My father. So my wedding was in the Bahamas. We had about 60 something people there, right? Mm-hmm. So we were in not a big room, mm-hmm. and. They were passing around. There was a video guy there, and they're passing around the mic. And everybody's saying, John, Nicole, we wish you happiness and health and baby, blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. It gets to my father, and he starts talking, and immediately gets choked up and can't talk.
Yep.
And passes the mic away.
Wow.
And passes the mic away.
I'm in good company. That's what's going to happen.
Yeah.
Yep.
And he got way choked up.
Mm. I could see that.
That almost showed that he liked me. I was impressed.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's such a proud moment for a parent. I mean, you'll see when your kids get married. It's different. It's very different. I mean, just getting engaged, I'm so proud, and I'm beaming because of it. So, whatever.
He sure is.
Wait till I get married.
Proud papa.
Yeah. Yeah. Because it's because, like you said, it's a good thing.
His,
you
know, nipples are hard and everything.
Yeah. That's yours.
Yeah.
Ours. My nipples are always hard. All right, you ready?
I do not have a vagina.
I cannot wait.
For dead guy? What, for the wedding or my nipples?
Both.
Mm.
The father of the bride's co-worker speech that I'm going to be doing.
Yeah, that's part of the etiquette. You know how I was saying earlier what the etiquette is? Part of the etiquette is the father of the bride's co-worker must speech. Make a speech.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah, it's well-known. Well-known fact.
You have to do it as all of the voices in your head.
Oh. Or whatever it's going to be. I'm writing them out now. I'm only up to 15 at the moment.
Make sure you save Cosby for last, because I think that'll be really appropriate.
Yeah. You know, I'm trying to think of the closer. Cosby's the closer?
Yeah, he's appropriate.
Oh, that's good advice right there. Yeah, I'm sure he won't say anything wrong.
And then we spike Courtney's drink at the very end.
Yeah, perfect.
Have a great life.
Why is the bride sleeping on the dais?
Time to wake up! All right, ready?
Oh, boy.
Dead woman in the envelope.
Oh.
We're dead woman in the envelope. She is somebody that you know from the world of music. She is a multi-Grammy-winning artiste. Hmm. She is in multiple halls of fame as well. That's what you get.
That's it, huh?
Mm-hmm.
She a pop princess of sorts?
I wouldn't call her a pop princess, no.
Okay.
Father of the bride?
do we know her as part of a group?
No.
We don't?
No, she was solo artiste, okay?
Okay,
so there you go.
Princess.
You have a solo artist who is not a pop princess, who is in multiple halls of fame, is a multiple Grammy winner. 800-771-1025 727-579-1025 are the phone numbers. Roger and JP, 1025 The Bone, Real Raw Radio. Dead guy in the envelope is next.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.